Do we have an apologist from Ingham, or?
No, not actually. I don't have any apologies at all.
Okay, so I'm afraid we should start without her, like 7 minutes after. And it's the second time I didn't expect I would be chewing this call, so I hope you will help me a little bit. I'm sorry. But I think we have a... If you remember, on the last conference call, we made a list of actions that should be done, and we set some dates for those actions. So if you don't mind, I would like to go through all of them, and we can discuss whether the task is done or whether... whether we need to do some more stuff there. Is it okay for everybody?
Yeah, that's great, Andre.
It's great, Andre.
Okay. It's an email from 21st of April sent by Bart. So if you wanted to see it on the screen, just open that email. And there is a... I'll start from the bottom to down. So the first one is gather information from CCs using wildcards, and it's just a list. Bart will contact him daily to check which CCTLDs are currently listed using wildcards, and Bart contact ICANN regional islands to try contact CCTLD managers who use wildcarding. So I don't know. Do we know whether this is done, actually, mainly the contacting the liaison managers?
I don't know. I just know that it's a public holiday in the Netherlands today, so Bart's not here. But I don't
know. Yeah, I understand it.
I don't know what the state is.
But anyway, I think... of course, what I did, just after the call, I refreshed the email contacts, and as you know, some of them... responded to me, and I forwarded all those responses to the email list. So good thing is that we have a little bit less work. Some of them just stopped wildcarding, and the only one who responded that is using wildcarding and is willing to continue to do so was Vietnam, I guess. So I think you read that response. So at least we are in touch with those people, and yeah, some of them didn't reply and probably will not reply. So that's all. Item number two. Summarize independent findings. Andre sent items to be checked to working group email list by 23rd of April. I think that's done. I sent a list of technical checks that we should do. I didn't any... comments, and that was the second point. VG members to review the list of items by 28th of April. I haven't got any reply. Does it mean that you agree with that list, or...
Yes, in my case, yes, Andre.
Didn't check it? I think the only thing I realized yesterday, and it's thanks to Yoshiro, who sent some extended like reply to your harms list, and he added TTL that's really good for TTL result of some resource records. That was very handy, actually, so I will add this one to that list because that makes sense for me. So Yoshiro, thank you for that comment.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Very yes. Oh no, that's different thing. I'm sorry. That's independent findings. Yeah, I'm sorry, that's a different issue. Anyway, I didn't get any reply. You all agree. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And Andre to conduct review on technical report on VG. So that's the second document I sent to the list, and that one included some technical checks we should do, and now I would like to add the one from Yoshiro. So are there any comments on the technical checks we plan to do, actually?
I have no comments, no. I agree.
Okay. So that's done. The only thing I should... Yeah?
Yeah, and I agree, too.
Okay. So was planned to be done on 5th of May. I honestly a little bit expected some comments, so I didn't continue with it to work. But if you agree with that, I would just finish all those technical checks. So basically, I would just reply to email from Yashiro to add some other findings on the technical side, and then we'll have this summarization of the
findings. Oh, please hold on. The subscriber you dialed is busy now. 您好。
I think Mo might have dropped off. I told the operator.
Okay.
No, I'm all here.
Oh, you're there? Okay, so I thought I was Chinese.
Oh, good. So, I will finish the technical report, the technical review, and I will send it hopefully by tomorrow. I had a meeting with Bart, meanwhile, because we met on the same meeting in Geneva this week, and he promised to send some comments by Friday, so maybe he will add something to that, that hopefully he will not add something serious so we could continue with the work. So that's action point number two. Now the action point number three, evaluate and summarize the ASTEC documents and ICANN staff report. Andre provides summary item listed 23rd of April, that's done. Comments and suggestions, so no suggestions so far. So Andre, consolidate comments and propose follow-up actions if needed, so none needed. So I think this one is done. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, perfect. Number four, map the CCs according to the harms list, extend fact findings on use and impact and verify harms list. Action, Catherine Moe to provide overview 12th of May. So that's done. I saw your report, and as I said, Yoshiro add something, so that's good. Members of working group comment and provide. So that's for this weekend, week. So as I said, I would just add some technical checks that are on the list I wrote, so that will be done quickly, and you others, you have some time to comment it. So if you have something you want to say now, or do you want to comment somehow the list? Silence. So that probably means that you don't want to add anything. So that means that with all the technical checks, we should have the mapping the CCs according to the harms list. But honestly, I believe we should make it maybe a little bit structured way to really say we believe that this CC is not like harming on this because of that. I don't know if I'm expressing myself very well, but we should really probably say that we believe that those CCs are really causing some harms, and maybe some of them are not, because they found a way how to deal with that. What do you think about this issue, actually?
Yeah, that's. I think that's a good idea to have an actual point of view. Would that be in the harms list, or would it be later analysis, like in the reason, like what's coming up, like the reasons for wildcarding, or should it be in this,
maybe,
analysis?
You know, I thought there's a list of harms, and maybe we should just make a table, just saying, well, for example, .vg is causing those harms, just a checkbox is there, you know, a simple table that shows, make an overview how, what is caused actually by those registries, if that's not too radical idea.
Yes, so you mean, okay, just so I'm clear, can you give me, like, for example, .vg is, altering the user experience, or I don't think 100% clear, Andre, what you mean. Just if you don't mind, just to just go back a minute. So if we would add to the harms list more detail about whether the registry is actually causing the harms or how they've managed to circumvent it.
Yeah. For example, if you look to Yoshiro's email,
mm-hmm.
I think he tried to find, for example, if those wild counting registries react to SMTP protocol. And some of them just refuse the connection, which actually means that if you send an email to a wrong address, it got refusal, so your mail transfer agent reacts that way, that it saws the email you sent,
mm-hmm.
waits for 400 hours, and then it sends you warning. So that means that in situation without wildcarding, you would got immediate response, email address doesn't exist, and you would know that you did something wrong.
Yeah.
But in case of, for example, .ws, you wouldn't got any response before like the timeout, those 4 hours. So that's the perfect perfect harm. So I meant something like that, but honestly, I'm not sure if it's really feasible. And that will probably cause problems for the other protocols as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that's a great idea because to go into, while the harm potentially could be done because by the very nature of it, if this registry has found a way to circumvent that in that very good example, that that should be, I think that's valuable information. But I don't know, Andre, how to collect that information, I'm afraid.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm not sure if. I see. Yes, and Yoshira did give a very good table, several protocol tests. I hadn't seen it all, and sorry about that. I see. Yes. Yeah. I think that would be very good data to add to the harms list.
You know, from Yoshiro's tables, me as a technician, I now see where they evaluate those protocols, but that's just visible for technician. I think we should be more explicit in that, just to say, yes, in those domains, if you send an email, it just, you know, gets lost somehow, and you don't know that you sent the wrong email.
Yeah.
So that's basically one of the harm that is caused by wildcarding.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, for example, show that, I don't know, .ph, probably, I didn't check it, is trying at least to avoid that harm, to somehow, they somehow deal with SMTP protocol. For example, of course, they evaluate all the other protocols because you cannot just make a gateway for all protocols on the Internet, but maybe we can just express that they are somehow trying to deal with that issue.
Yes, that's a very good idea.
And the same, for example, the very nice Yoshiro's comment about .tk, that they have quite long TTL on the domain, so if someone registers a new domain, it takes some time before it became actually functional domain, because you need to wait for TTL of those records that were sent to the users before the registration, and it takes like, I don't know, 86,000 seconds before the actual registration became active. So that's also, I think, very interesting information, at least for me.
Yeah, I agree. I could add this detail to the existing list with
mm-hmm.
a little help from my technical team here. But I could definitely add to the document.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So that was point number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? I can't, yeah. No, that's point number 4. Okay, so we have still some time for comments, so if you will realize something later after the call, just send it to the list. The deadline for the comments is 19th of May, so we are on time in this issue. That's great. And then the point number five, summarize use cases and reasons for use wildcards. And that was to Yangam, and the deadline was yesterday. So I will just send an email after this call to Yangam where she is. She is probably very busy. So hopefully she will send it very soon, and please look at that and try to comment as soon as she will send it. So we have a little bit, we are a little bit delayed in that. And the point number six is also, of course, is a future issue. It's initial draft report. So that will be a summary of all those documents. So that's it has a deadline on 26th of May. It's me, Yangam, and Catherine. So that's things to be done. So basically, that is. We are quite on time. Not so bad.
Great.
Are there any other comments so far? Did we forget something? Or should we add something?
I don't have anything else to add, no.
Okay, so basically, we are missing documents from Yangam. We are missing technical checks from me, which I will send very quickly, I promise. And that's good. We are on the right track, and we can continue according to the schedule we agreed on the last call.
Excellent.
Good.
Very good.
Do we have some other business, actually?
None from me, Andre.
I just wanted to ask you one thing, a little bit my personal problem. There will be a new ambassador from United States appointed to our country, and I was invited to the opening celebration, which is unfortunately exactly the 3rd of May, and it starts on 15:30 UTC time, so exactly on the time we should have a phone call. I wanted to ask you, would you mind to shift the phone call like 1 hour backwards to 14:00?
Do you mean on 3rd of June?
Sorry? Yeah, 3rd of June.
3rd of June. To what time? Because we have another call that day. So what time did you say? Sorry.
Oh, really?
But what time did you say?
It's 3 p.m. UTC. I propose 2 p.m. UTC. Is that possible, technical, and is that possible for the people? Because I know you have to wake up or something like that, so I know it's not easy to change the time.
I'll just quickly check my calendar.
From my point of view, it's fine, Andre. It doesn't clash.
It's certainly fine for anyone in, I mean, for me, Catherine here. It's fine for me, yeah. If it works for the others, that's fine for me.
Well, shifting shifting 1 hour earlier is good for me, too.
Okay, so I will send this request to the list, and hopefully all other people will agree. It would really help me. I'm sorry, I didn't expect that, so... Perfect.
Wonderful.
So I think we are done. This was a very quick call, I know, but I don't think we have, everything is somehow going, I don't think we have something else to solve. So if you agree, if you don't have anything else to add, I would like to thank you all and close the call. Oh, Gabby, do we need to do something? Or?
No, you're fine. That's all is fine. I took notes and I'll send them out for them the next 2 days.
Okay. And I will contact Young Emma. I will ask her what's the problem. Maybe she's somewhere delayed or something like that. Okay, so thank you very much all. Thank you, and see you and about hear you the 3rd of July.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Bye.